Virginia region, promoting the intersections of arts and culture, plus health and wellness. Featuring musical acts, Chuck Brown Band, Sweet Honey and the Rock, Substantial, Belladonna, DuPont Brass, and just added, The Blackbirds, celebrating 50 years of their classic, Rock Creek Park. Plus four more music and dance stages, Family Fun Zone, Poetry and Storytelling Pavilion, Live Art Installations, Hands-On Workshop Tent, and Health and Wellness Pavilion. Free to the entire community. July 27th on the National Mall. DMV Made Festival. Get more information and RSVP today. WBLINC.org/DMVMade.
Greetings, I'm Maimuna Youssef, and this is WPFW Washington, your station for jazz and justice.
Welcome to Heal DC. This is Joni Eisenberg. It is Monday, July 22nd, 2024. We were just welcomed into this show by none other than Ayanna Gregory talking about ceasefire. And as I'm sure everyone who is a WPFW listener knows, what is going to be taking place on Wednesday, July 24th, when some people don't like to say his name, Netanyahu, is coming to speak to Congress. And we have two wonderful young guests going to be talking to us about what is happening on Wednesday, before Wednesday, and after Wednesday. I'm very proud to have representatives from two important organizations, Jewish Voice for Peace and Palestinian Youth Movement. Jewish Voice for Peace is going to go first. I'm happy to introduce Sarah Katz. Good morning, Sarah. And maybe she has to unmute herself. And good morning, Batul. We will be listening to Sarah Katz in the beginning of the first segment of the show and from Jewish Voice for Peace, and then we will go to Batul with the Palestinian Youth Movement. Do we have Sarah on the line?
I think so. Hi, Joni.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm so happy you can join us. So first of all, tell us, I think most listeners do know what Jewish Voice for Peace is, but tell us a little bit about maybe the history, but how many chapters are there nationally? What are the general estimation of the numbers of people? And a little bit about JVP Metro DC.
Sure. Thank you so much for having me and having somebody speak for JVP today. I'm happy to be here with Batul from PYM as well. So JVP is a national, I think maybe we even have a couple international sort of members, folks supporting, but we are a group of folks, Jewish, religious, not religious, folks who all believe in a world where all people from the U.S. to Palestine live in freedom, justice, equality, and dignity. We have an organizing belief, and we know that we're not all free until everyone's free. So we have 760,000 members across the U.S. Some are organized into our 80 chapters. Some live not near local chapters. And in D.C., there are about 2,000 folks who engage with our chapter. Here in D.C., we cover Northern Virginia, the D.C. metro area, as well as Maryland. And we organize educational events, community building spaces, and actions to further our beliefs and a call for freedom for all people, but especially for Palestinians and Palestinian liberation.
Yes, and JVP often says that Jewish Voice for Peace is the largest anti-Zionist Jewish organization, I believe, in the world. So that's quite noteworthy. Sarah, just briefly, maybe in a sentence, tell us something about yourself, and I'm going to ask you to specifically share just briefly about your mom's experience with the Holocaust.
So I am the daughter and granddaughter of Jewish refugees. My father came here in 1980, fleeing anti-Semitism in the Soviet Union, and my maternal grandparents were in hiding during the Holocaust, born in Germany, and then moved around several times, and were in hiding until they came in 1948 to the U.S.
Okay, great. So it's important for people to know who they're listening to. Now, tell us, as we know, tell us, first of all, what is happening July 24th, which is Wednesday, for some people may not know, and then we'll go back, then we'll follow it up with events before and after. But tell us what's going on Wednesday.
Sure. So as you mentioned, as many of maybe all of your listeners are aware, Netanyahu is coming to address Congress. He's been welcomed, something that obviously we very much want to say that in general, he's not welcome in D.C. He's not welcome in the United States. There's, you know, a growing movement to say that. And so we are organizing as part of the Shut It Down Coalition, Shut It Down for Palestine Coalition, with clear demands to, at the moment, an immediate ceasefire, but ending all aid to Israel, lifting the siege of Gaza, and ensuring self-determination for Palestinians. And so we are part of a huge coalition. There will be probably thousands of people coming in. I'm aware of a couple hundred of people specifically coming in just for JVP that will be joining our contingent, and invite anyone to join us, Jewish or otherwise. We'll be meeting up to join the large action. And then this will be a little bit similar if folks were aware of the action, the red line that PYM led about a month ago to circle the White House. This is to say that we are the red line and we're going to be circling Congress to make our demands clear and show how much support has been growing around this.
Absolutely. And if people are interested in joining that who may not know where to go,
yes, absolutely. So anyone listening is welcome to join our sort of first meetup, where we'll then move to the full action. The action starts at 11 a.m., but we are inviting people to meet up at 10:30 at John Marshall Park, which is just two blocks north of the eastmost side of the National Mall. You won't be able to miss us. If you show up around then, we'll all be wearing red. Please wear red. We might have some extra shirts. But the call is clearly to show unity and to wear red. And anyone is welcome to come join our group.
And if people just want to come and need to be clear where to go in general, they should just go to the mall and they'll find the.
I think the specific meetup, maybe Batul can correct me if I'm wrong, but is just on Pennsylvania and 3rd. So we're meeting up three blocks from where we think the main meetup is.
Okay,
So on the Eastern Mall, like go to Congress, you'll see people. Anytime after 11.
Okay. And as someone who goes to a lot of these marches, protests, if you just go as Sarah just said, to Pennsylvania Avenue and 3rd, I'm sure you can join the protest. Tell us a little bit more about the purpose of the protest on Wednesday, and then we'll also jump to an event that's happening tomorrow night, Tuesday.
Sure. So the purpose is to really make it loud and clear that there's a broad and growing coalition that is united in our demands for Palestinian liberation. And so, you know, as I mentioned, at the moment, included in that is a ceasefire in Gaza. But it also just, it goes beyond that. We want an end to all aid to Israel. We want to lift the siege of Gaza. And we want Palestinians to have the right of self-determination in the region. And so, you know, I'm not going to list all of the groups that are part of it, but there are many different groups. You can go to the Shut It Down for Palestine website and see everyone else who is there. But it's clear, you know, that the clear demand is that Netanyahu is not welcome in the city. As JVP, it's very important, obviously, that we say as Jews that we do not feel in line with Zionism. As you mentioned, the largest anti-Zionist organization, we call for an end to all aid to Israel. And don't feel like Zionism makes Jews safe here, abroad, or anywhere. And so that's why we're part of this, as well as, you know, the central demand for Palestinian liberation.
Yes, and as I know, as a Jewish person myself, we do not want this genocide to continue in our name or anybody's name. But it's deeply, profoundly disturbing, of course. And one of the things that's going to happen on Wednesday is there's going to be a notice of a citizen's arrest of Netanyahu for crimes against humanity. So people will be unified around that message. There are, of course, a number of different things happening before and after Wednesday. And I just saw this morning about an event happening tomorrow, which was sent out by Jewish Voice for Peace. I believe it may be an Institute of Policy Studies sponsored event as well. That's going to be, can you share what's happening tomorrow at Bus Boys?
Yes. So there's going to be a talk at 6 p.m. at Bus Boys and Poets, the location on 14th and V. And there are four different speakers. Omar Badar, a Palestinian-American political analyst. Zaina Ashrawi Hutchinson, a community organizer and Palestinian-American rights activist. Irana Frati, who's director of campaigns and partnerships with Jewish Voice for Peace National, and Phyllis Bennis, who's a fellow at the Institute for Policy Studies.
As well as a JVP member.
As well as a JVP member, yes.
Yes.
And they'll be, thank you, they'll be providing context for Netanyahu's address to Congress. Why did Congress invite Netanyahu? What's his real goal? What does the visit say about the ongoing, extremely strong tie in U.S. support for Israel's genocide in Gaza? Also adding in from their expertise, what does international law have to say about it? It should be a really great event. I believe it's 2 hours, just for folks planning.
Yeah.
It doesn't require an RSVP, but we'd suggest folks get there early. And I think it will be great, a great context for what's happening on Wednesday as well as, even beyond, just understanding the moment that we're in.
Yes, and again, that's the official title of tomorrow night, 6 p.m. in Busboys, 14th Avenue, behind Netanyahu's address to Congress. So, or what's behind Netanyahu's address to Congress? It should be very informative, and having been to these things before, I would urge people, if you want to go, try to get there at least at 5:30, because those seats fill up fast. Tell us briefly, what are some of the things that JVP is planning in the near future after Wednesday?
Yeah, happy to. So I think just a little, you know, as we host educational events, community building spaces, and actions, just this past week, to just share a little bit about what we do and providing that education, we hosted a film screening where we screened Waiting for Armageddon, which you can stream online. And I highly recommend folks to watch the documentary for yourselves. And we did that to host a space to share context for a really large action, another coalitional action that we're a part of at the end of the month. From July 28th to 30th, a large interfaith community is taking action for Palestine to counter Christians United for Israel. They're hosting their annual summit in DC. And Christians United for Israel, CUFI for short, their founder has declared that God sent Adolf Hitler to help Jews reach the promised land of Israel, which he called the only home God had ever intended for Jews to have. So we're part of a broad coalition, folks from many different faith, non-faith backgrounds. And our coalition rejects the notion that Jews don't belong in the U.S., and state clearly that Christian Zionism has nothing to do with peace, safety, and freedom for Jews. We are part of this to denounce Christian nationalism and encourage you to do the same and to join us. There'll be a lot of different things taking place from the 28th to the 30th. There'll be a large public action on the 30th on Capitol Hill, which we really encourage folks to show up for. You can follow, you know, along more details on social media and sign up at interfaithactionforpalestine.com to directly get updates.
Interfaithactionforpalestine.com. And I would guess that our friend Reverend Graylin Hadler is probably involved with that as well. Interfaithactionforpalestine.com, and that's July 28th to July 30th. Anything else upcoming that you would like to share?
Yes. Thank you, Joni. We're hosting Dr. Alice Rothschild. This is a JVP hosted event. She's going to give a talk. She's a physician, author, and filmmaker. She's going to talk about the conditions in Gaza prior to the attack and moving forward, providing some more context. And from her position, she's also an author, and as mentioned, and has written some books for young adults. So the talk is going to be on Wednesday, July 31st from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Tenley Friendship Library, which is in Tenley Town, on the border, Tenley Town, Friendship Heights. And that is, there'll be more posts. You can find a post already on our social media. If you're not on the JVP listserv, I encourage you to join that. You'll get emails about events, but really looking forward to her talk as well.
And again, how can people join the JVP listserv? Remember, we have people, as Dick Gregory used to say, we have a lot of grandmas and people might need a little help. How do they join it?
Absolutely. So we have a very active Instagram on social media for folks who do that. I'm less active there. And then if you go to jvpdc.org, you can sign up for our mailing list, as well as sign up if you're hearing this and want to get more involved. We're always looking to grow as we center our work around organizing. We have a strong committee structure. We encourage folks who have interest in communications, in action planning, and all kinds of things to join with us and help grow the movement for Palestinian liberation.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Yeah. And if you're going to come out on Wednesday, come say hi for sure.
Yes. And I also wanted to mention that Jewish Voice for Peace, of course, is a national organization. One of the things I've been doing for many months is they have a daily half an hour power talk, which is very inspiring. It's very creative, includes music and updates. So I suggest that anyone can join that. Just go to jewishvoiceforpeace.org and you can find that, where you can sign up for it. And I'm going to ask, Sarah to hang on here with us as we're going to transition in a moment to our second guest. But I also wanted to say, let's see, what did I want to say? I'm sorry, I've just lost my question. I'm sorry, I was going to ask you another thing.
I'm happy to stick around if it comes back to you. No problem. I'll be here.
Yes. I know what it was. Forgive me. So I've read some of the Jewish Voice for Peace statements about the importance of July 24th, and I was pleased to see, for me it was a good thing to see that Jewish Voice for Peace made it clear that this is a Palestinian-led mobilization. And of course we know there are many national organizations supporting it, but I thought that was important for listeners to know that certainly the Palestinian citizens and movements are definitely behind this on Wednesday, together with some of the other. Did you want to mention any of the other? I guess you can find it on Shut It Down for Palestine, the national organizations. But I was glad to hear that JVP was acknowledging the Palestinian movement's role.
Yes, I think in general, a large part, we organize nationally. Locally, very much think it's important to work with Palestinian partners, support, you know, act in solidarity as well. So there's, I think, clear spaces and calls from the Palestinian community for us to organize amongst our Jewish community and counter the fear and the harm that Zionism has had and work to bring more people to see that. But when we take action or act in coalition, it's very important for us to work with Palestinian groups and in partnership and take their leadership in this. I know Batul is on and we'll talk about Palestinian youth movement. You can find all of the partners of Shut It Down for Palestine, the coalition, online, but there are many groups who are part of it. That are like including the U.S. Campaign for Palestinian Rights and the Palestinian Feminist Collective, as well as the Arab Resource and Organizing Center. And then there's other groups as well that just are organizing for this. Yeah. So, yeah.
Okay, Sarah, you're going to stay with us. And in a moment, we're going to move to our second guest from the Palestinian Youth Movement. But we're going to go back and listen a little bit more to Ayanna Gregory's ceasefire piece, a minute or two, and then we'll move on.
Ayanna,
we were.
Yeah, she's standing back. She ain't heard it. She's standing back. Isaiah 2:4 says, "And he shall judge among the nations, and shall rebuke many people, and they shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore."
Children, start the healing, take the weapon.
those tools to rebuild the town. See the God inside. Free the people. Tear the walls down. Stand for justice on this sacred ground.
Okay, again, that was our own Ayanna Gregory singing Cease Fire. I am pleased and honored to welcome our second guest for the hour, Batul. Batul is a member of the Palestinian Youth Movement, and we're going to be spending much of the rest of the hour, all the rest of the hour with Batul, and Sarah may jump in with us at the end as well. So welcome, Batul.
Good morning, Joni. Good morning, Sarah. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, we're happy to have you. For those who do not know, tell us about the Palestinian Youth Movement, something about its history and goals.
Sure, yeah. So we are a grassroots, transnational, independent organization of Palestinian and Arab youth in diaspora, organizing for the liberation of our homelands from Zionism. We really see our goal in diaspora, and specifically here in Washington, D.C., in the heart of U.S. empire, to be confronting Zionism within the imperial core, and also in recognizing that we exist as a community in exile from our homeland. We see ourselves as having a commitment to our community here and working to meet their needs. So some of the work we've done in the DMV is things like mobilizations and disruptions. In November, in partnership with the Shut It Down Coalition, we organized the largest Palestine solidarity protest in the U.S., which brought out around 600,000 people from across the world. In June, we also partnered with organizations in the Shut It Down Coalition, like Sarah mentioned, to host the Red Line Action, where we surrounded the White House. We also host community events like teach-ins and art builds for kids and for adults, as well as things like the events that we've had recently, including the International League of People's Struggles. We organized within that to help organize a counter summit and mass mobilization in response to the NATO summit in Washington, D.C., and held an event at Malcolm X Park for African and Palestine Liberation Day with the All African People's Revolutionary Party, GC.
Yes, very, very impressive, all those activities. And of course, you are involved with the Palestinian Youth Movement in the D.C. area. And as you mentioned, there are chapters and of activists in PYM throughout the nation and world. Tell us a little bit about you and who you are briefly, and what motivated you to join a Palestinian Youth Movement.
Sure, yeah. So I'm Palestinian. My family is from Khalil in the West Bank, but we were exiled to Jordan. So much of my family lives in Jordan. And that's where I was born, kind of before I moved to the U.S. So that's a little bit on my family history. I think what drew me to PYM, and I was reflecting more on this after we had spoken the other day, and I realized actually what initially pulled me into organizing wasn't really even Palestine issues. It was around the time of the murder of George Floyd and sort of being politicized by that moment, and really recognizing the limitations of reformist politics. And so in engaging with that, the more I grew politically, the more I realized that there's actually a way to sort of merge my politics and my own sort of cultural and personal identity and history, because the Palestinian struggle is so rich with anti-imperialist struggle. And so that kind of led me to seeking out what kind of work I could do locally, and that brought me to PYM. So PYM has really been a way for me to engage my politics and find meaningful work in that, but also find a sense of community that I personally had been really lacking for a lot of my life.
Yes, and I can say I speak for, I'm sure, many listeners that we're very proud of PYM for many reasons, including it's kind of unusual these days to have a a movement with a name, youth, in the name of your organization, and to really prioritize young people taking a leadership role of this important issue. So we're proud of you, as our ancestors are proud of you as well. You're listening to WPFW 89.3 FM. This is Joni with To Heal DC. We're talking with two representatives of two organizations, Jewish Voice for Peace and Palestinian Youth Movement, with a focus on what is happening Wednesday, July 24th, when Congress has invited Netanyahu to speak before Congress, to the horrors of many of us. And there's going to be a lot of protests and activities as we're hearing today. So again, that's a good moment to ask you, but to share again what's happening on Wednesday from your perspective. How can people get involved? I know that we've already shared that, but you might want to either just repeat it or add an extra spin to it.
Yeah, I'm happy to. So like you mentioned, Benjamin Netanyahu is coming to speak to Congress. We know that he's coming to really anchor bipartisan support for Israel and thank Biden for his ongoing support in the genocide and really working to kind of solidify U.S. and Israel's partnership and present this sort of united front. And also kind of in recognizing, too, that Western perceptions of Israel have really been shifted in the last 9 months. And there's this sort of attempt to maybe rehabilitate his image in the eyes of the American public. And then, of course, sort of solidifying more arms deals. So the goal of this action is really to show that we are not going to sit passively as our Congress members, our elected officials, act against the will of the people who have been for the last 9 months filling the streets in the thousands and the millions in support of Palestine and in opposition to the genocide. So, you know, the politicians have really been ignoring our demands for a ceasefire. And we've seen the U.S. continue to put its imperialist interests above the demands of the people. You know, we've seen Biden, for example, bragging about his approval ratings being higher in Israel than they are in the U.S. So I think that speaks volumes to how the voice of the people is getting drowned out by, again, some of these imperialist interests. So the aim with the mobilization is to, just like we formed a red line around the White House, we're going to yet again demonstrate the power of the people and to voice our dissent, and to highlight the fact that Zionism is genocide and it's built off of the mass murder, ethnic cleansing, and mass starvation of Palestinians to facilitate the theft of land of Palestine. And also highlighting the fact that Netanyahu can't really be separated from the state of Israel, because I think liberal Zionist talking points will say, well, Netanyahu's the problem, right? And if we had a different leader in office, then this wouldn't be an issue. But we know the truth is that regardless of who's in power, he's not the root of the problem, right? Zionism is the root of the problem. So our goal with the action is to disrupt this rehabilitation of Netanyahu, knowing that he's the butcher of Gaza, right? And making sure that doesn't get lost. Demanding an arms embargo, ensuring that Netanyahu has absolutely no peace while he's here in Washington, D.C., while he continues to facilitate the slaughter of our people. And really presenting as wide of a front as possible against Zionism. So some of the demands, as Sarah highlighted before, in addition to an immediate and permanent ceasefire, is a lifting the siege on Gaza, which has existed for 17 years, releasing all Palestinian prisoners, ending the 76-year occupation of Palestine, and ending U.S. complicity in Zionism. We know that the U.S. sends annually $3.8 billion to Israel. That's not even accounting for additional aid packages that have been signed in the past 9 months. And specifically, I think I want to highlight that in Washington, D.C., that's $15 million that are being sent. So that's money that should be going to housing, education, medical care, infrastructure, things that residents of Washington, D.C. really need. And instead, it's being shipped out to Israel to continue this genocide. So these are all things that I think we really want to highlight in this action as well.
Absolutely. And as you mentioned, there are, of course, the polls say that the majority of Americans are against this genocide and have been speaking up against it, or polls show that they're against it. But yet it's frightening to imagine that Congress, I can't, I almost don't want to see what Congress is going to be doing on Wednesday, but it's good that the organizations are helping to spotlight it. And as you mentioned, the ceasefire resolutions around the country, there are still many, many important cities, including Washington, D.C., New York City, I think Philadelphia, have not yet signed on. And we know that we've had on the airwaves the D.C. ceasefire committee, who's been organizing to push the city council. But Phil Mendelson, the chair of the council, doesn't even want to talk about it. So we know we have a lot to do, and hopefully this event on Wednesday is going to move the situation forward to more voices against and more powerful stands against ongoing genocide. I want to also share that the Palestinian Youth Movement is doing some other very important actions in campaigns, and I wanted you to share one of the ones that you are working on around the country. Tell our listeners the name of it and what it's about.
Sure, yeah. So our newest campaign that we've launched is called the Mask Off MERSC campaign. MERSC, for listeners who might not be familiar, is one of the world's largest shipping companies. It doesn't just ship weapons, but that is a portion of the profits that it makes. So 68% of Israel's weapons from the U.S. are being shipped by MERSC. We know that 14% of their profits come from arms contracts. So the reason that we've taken up this campaign is because we see MERSC as a movable target. And what I mean by that is, unlike weapons manufacturers like Boeing or Lockheed Martin, who, you know, in the public eye, it is known that they profit off of war, and that's something that they kind of account for with their profits, right? MERSC kind of keeps this under the rug, right? And so we really want to bring that forward, hence the title Mask Off MERSC, right? Really bringing it to the awareness of the public that MERSC has its hand in the genocide and has blood on its hands. And we also know kind of local importance as well, that MERSC chartered the ship that was carrying 764 tons of toxic waste to Sri Lanka when it crashed into the Key Bridge in Baltimore recently, resulting in the killing of six workers and injuring two. So this is an issue I think that would be of local importance as well, but also internationally. And so with this campaign, again, we hope to make clear that MERSC's relationship to the ongoing genocide and create pressure so that they drop these ties and stop transporting arms to Israel. And for people who are interested, they can go online to maskoffmersc, MAERSK.com, to sign the petition and to stay connected to the campaign. Hopefully we'll be engaging this campaign more at a local level with our community soon. So, you know, just kind of keeping in touch there and staying up to date there.
And the two, I'm going to ask you to repeat some of that, because this is so important. And we, of course, the lamestream media does not report on this. Tell us again what happened. What's the relationship between MERSC and what happened with that horrific Baltimore Bridge tragedy? How were they involved?
Yes. Yes. So MERSC was chartering that ship that was actually carrying, and this is something I think that not a lot of people know also, it was carrying 664 tons of toxic waste to Sri Lanka when it crashed into the Key Bridge in Baltimore. And as you mentioned, that resulted in the horrific tragedy that resulted in the death of people and the injury of two others. So I think that's something to highlight too, is that MERSC really presents itself as this sort of progressive, environmentally friendly organization, but we know that they have, for example, violations against workers' rights. They have issues against dumping toxic waste. So, and not to mention the results of the accident that we just talked about. So there's a lot of things that I think are pertinent to understanding why MERSC is harmful. And I think a lot of entry points for people who want to engage with this campaign. Which is why we hope that it will be something that pulls in a lot of members of our community.
Absolutely. And once again, because we don't even hear much about MERSC. MERSC is based in, it's a U.S. organization or business, Tell us once again, what is MERCS and what are some of the horrific things that they do? I know you shared this already, but just repeat it again because we don't hear about it at all.
Sure, yeah. MERCS is a global company. It's a shipping, it ships goods all over the world, not just weapons, but we know specifically that it ships weapons to Israel from the United States. So it's directly participating in the ongoing genocide in Gaza right now. 68% of Israel's weapons that come from the U.S. are directly being shipped by MERCS. So wow. We know that 14% of the profits that they make come directly from arms contracts.
Wow. So, you know, this is so critical and we don't hear about it. You said 68% of the arms weapons shipped to Israel comes from MERCS. So, again, Palestinian Youth Movement, we are so proud of you because this is something that we all need to know, the role that MERCS is playing. So you're lifting this up. I know it's Palestinian Youth Movement chapters throughout the country are working on this, but hopefully this will become stronger and louder in the D.C. area and that we can get involved. Have there been, or might you be planning actions in the future, or we should just stay in touch by looking on the PYM website, I guess?
Yeah, so there definitely will be actions and community educational events for people to learn more about MERCS in the future, and you can definitely stay in touch with those if you go to Mask Off MERCS, that's MAERSK.com, as well as staying up to date on our social media, usually through Instagram at DMVPYM.
Okay. And again, we here at WPFW look forward to you being the Palestinian Youth Movement, making sure that our listeners continue to know about this role of the role that MERCS is playing to facilitate genocide. Anything else that I didn't ask you that you would like to share?
Something I think I can speak to a little bit that I didn't touch on with action on the 24th is I think, some of the rulings that have come out from the UN are of particular importance when we're talking about the action. So like Sarah mentioned, the International Criminal Court filed for warrants for the arrest of Benjamin Netanyahu and Yoav Gallant for war crimes and crimes against humanity. And then just last week, the International Court of Justice, the ICJ, ruled that the occupation of Palestine was illegal and blocks Palestinians' right to self-determination. And so Israel actually has to end the occupation of the West Bank, Gaza, and East Jerusalem as rapidly as possible. And so while we recognize that historically the UN has failed to uphold these rulings and that international law really won't be the thing that brings about the liberation of our people, I think these rulings still speak to the power of our movement globally and the pressure that we've been able to really place in the last 9 months. And so this action on the 24th is our way of, as the people, kind of upholding these rulings and also continuing that pressure that I just mentioned.
Okay, and are there any upcoming events that you may want to let listeners know about after Wednesday? Or should they just stay in touch with the through social media?
Yeah, I think we're probably going to shift into doing more on the campaign for Mask Off MERCS. So the best way to stay in touch for those is, again, at our Instagram at DMVPYM. And also we have a national Instagram account, Palestinian Youth Movement. So I think those are both great ways to stay in touch with our work that's coming up. And something I wanted to plug real quick as well is that we have a podcast called Popular Cradle, which I highly recommend that listeners tune into to learn more about both some of the work that PYM has been engaged in and also, you know, just understanding our political analysis a little bit more. I think that's a great resource for that.
Repeat the name of that podcast. I didn't catch it. Popular, what's the second
yes.
word?
Popular Cradle.
Popular Cradle. And what does that mean exactly?
So the popular cradle refers to this phenomenon wherein the masses kind of represent a protection or a mass support for the resistance. So it's kind of this bidirectional relationship between the resistance and between the masses, right? And so we see that being the case in Gaza, where the masses are the ones resisting and the resistance comes from the masses, right? And so there's mass support for the ongoing resistance in Gaza, which is the reason why Gaza is currently being targeted in this genocide, right? Because of their decision to resist the occupation.
Wow. And that is that a weekly podcast or people can easily find it?
Yes, it's on every platform that podcasts are streamed on. So Spotify, Apple Podcasts, any of those platforms. And we have, I think, 2 episodes out now. So we come out with new episodes, I think, every few weeks.
Okay, terrific. We have about 5 minutes left. And if Sarah wants to jump back in and add any comments, we usually run over time, but we have a few extra minutes. So for you both to kind of wrap up your comments for the show. Sarah, you want to jump back in?
Sure. Thanks, Joni. And Batul, really, really appreciate hearing you talk about the Mass Dafmer's campaign. And you know, there's obviously a lot of incredible work that PYM has been doing, but I think this campaign is exciting for me to see, and the growing movement that we're seeing across the world to pressure companies and to sort of in the name Mask Off MERS, but to expose what companies are doing and the ties that perpetuate the apartheid in Israel and just the occupation of the West Bank and everything. These campaigns are getting more and more support, and I think it's great to see, and we know that they're really having a material impact. So I just encourage folks to get involved in campaigns around them. Think about what might be like local targets. If, you know, folks are listening who are not here, we also are thinking and talking about campaigns. JVP has launched a national campaign around Israel bonds, and folks are looking at that in different places because we in the U.S. and abroad really materially help Israel continue its genocide, continue the apartheid system that it maintains. And so piece by piece, its support is going to go away. And there's a broader movement for that, which is happy to be a part of.
Yes. And of course, I also want to mention that there are many Palestinians or people of Palestinian descent who live in the D.C. area. And of course, Batul is one of them. I know at the actions with the D.C. ceasefire coalition, there are many Palestinians involved with that. And I'm going to ask Batul to give us the last word, but I just want to mention again that we thank, the ancestors are thanking both Jewish Voice for Peace and Palestinian Youth Movement for the work you are doing. I can speak from my own ancestor. My mom is very proud of both organizations. I can feel her spirit when I go to, I'm sure her spirit will be there with me on Wednesday. So I'm sure other people as well are thanking and thinking of their ancestors as we mobilize to stop this genocide that's being paid for by our dollars, that's being enabled and led by the United States of America. So, Batul, share your final thoughts with us today.
Yeah, I think, you know, just kind of reiterating that this is a movement for everyone, and there's a place for everyone to tap into this movement. And I think for so many of us, both Palestinians and not, we tend to move through these range of emotions of feeling demobilized, feeling really overwhelmed by the suffering that we're witnessing. But I think it's important that we not get stuck there, and we always come back to the fact that there's work to be done. And there are ways for us to show up and tap into this movement. And also, I wanted to just plug real quick that there is actually a noise demonstration happening today at 4 p.m. at the Watergate Hotel. Benjamin Netanyahu actually arrived to Washington, D.C., arrives to Washington, D.C. today, this afternoon. So people will be there giving him sort of the unwelcome that he deserves at his hotel.
Wow. And that's at the Watergate Hotel. What time did you say? Or can you say the time?
Yes, at 4 p.m. today.
Okay, so everybody is welcome to join that. You called it a noise?
Yes, a noise demonstration. If people want to bring out their pots and things to make as much noise as possible and be as disruptive as possible, they're welcome to do that.
Wow. And I'm sure that Code Pink and other organizations, Harriet's Wildest Dreams, there are many, many organizations that are going to be directly involved on Wednesday and also before Wednesday. I'm sure they're going to be, there are countless organizations, but we wanted to really highlight the role of the Palestinian youth movement and also join together with Jewish Voice for Peace. We're thankful to have two young people on the air leading the way, and I hope that both of you will be on again with us in the future on PFW and on this show, To Heal DC. It's important that we get regular updates from you. So we'll see you out there, some of you out there on Wednesday. I assume that if for people who have physical challenges, disabilities, there will still be a way for them to participate. I don't know if either of you can speak to that, but having been on demonstrations, you can always kind of be standing or sitting on the sidelines and still be very much a part of what's going on. So one more time, where can people go to Wednesday to join this demonstration? Sarah, do you want to share that again?
Sure. There will be thousands of people. If folks want to join up with a group of folks, anyone is welcome to join our contingent. We're meeting up at 10:30 at the John Marshall Park, which is 2.5 blocks like northwest of the Capitol, on the easternmost side of the National Mall. We're meeting up at 10:30 and then walking to join everybody at 11. At the main meetup. Otherwise, feel free to join at 11. Just to echo what you're saying, I think we will be forming a line, but folks can join, don't have to walk around, encouraged to come to help show the size, wearing red shirts as well as join in. I know we're having some musicians come join us, but folks will also be chanting. So, encourage folks to be with us.
Shut it down for Palestine. There'll be many, many different groups there. And I can speak from experience, even if you come for a half an hour, 15 minutes, it's still very, very meaningful to show up and really see what is going on. I would like to thank very much the Palestinian Youth Movement, Batu. Thank you so much for joining us today. And thank you very much, Sarah, from the Jewish Voice for Peace. I want to thank our fabulous engineer, Mike Nocella, Mikey. We couldn't do it without Magic Mike. And, of course, our whole team of supporters and our whole team at WPFW.
Vibration, it's time for freedom and liberation. The time has come now for love and light to win. It's time for humankind to really, really live again. Ceasefire.
Birchmere welcomes Lady Smith Black Mambazo, Tuesday, July 30th. Nelson Mandela titled them South Africa's cultural ambassadors to the world. Details at birchmere.com.
On Wednesday, July 24th at 11 a.m., people are gathering from around the country to surround the U.S. Capitol and demand the arrest of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for war crimes in Gaza. In a new low for Congress, it is inviting Netanyahu, the subject of a warrant request at the International Criminal Court, to speak. This is at the same time that he is committing a genocide. Tens of thousands of Palestinians, overwhelmingly women and children, have been murdered, and schools, hospitals, houses of worship, and residential neighborhoods have been leveled by increased bombardment by Israel, which is also blocking food, water, and medicine in a siege of starvation and death. On July 24th at 11 a.m., the American people will surround the U.S. Capitol and demand the arrest of Netanyahu. More information, including about transportation, is at shutitdownforpalestine.org. That's shutitdown, the number 4, palestine.org.
Peace, everyone. I'm Brother Jamil, and in the Yardbird Suites tradition established by our dear brother Askia Muhammad, we continue every Tuesday morning from 5 to 8, playing some things you've never heard before and also playing some old favorites. But we invite you to join us each and every Tuesday as we have an audio family reunion right here on WPFW 89.3 FM in Washington. Peace.
Greetings. WPFW is pleased to announce the relaunch of our major donor program, now known as the Jazz and Justice Circle. If you gave $1,000 last year or so far this year, you are automatically enrolled in this cherished group of listener members, and we thank you. Benefits of your membership are at wpfwfm.org under the Support Us tab at the top of the homepage is the Jazz and Justice Circle. Interested in joining this select group? Please consider a donation of $1,000 or more online at wpfwfm.org. Your donation helps WPFW build a better world, one broadcast at a time.
African Diaspora International Film Festival and Africa World Now Project host the 17th Annual African Diaspora International Film Festival, D.C., August 2nd to the 4th at the George Washington University Student Center, featuring fiction and documentary films, receptions, and Q&As. ADIFF D.C. from August 2nd to the 4th at the George Washington University Student Center. Tickets and schedule at nyadiff.org. or 212-864-1760. ADIFF, where Black Life Matters. WPFW, building a better world, one broadcast at a time.
I testify! Sophie's Parlor is the original women's radio collective. Wednesdays from 3 to 5 p.m., the best music divas on radio at 89.3 FM and sophiesparlor.blogspot.com.
The Institute for Policy Studies, the Wallace Global Fund, and The Nation invite you to their first annual Henry A. Wallace Symposium, Countering American Fascism, Lessons from Organizing in the U.S. Heartland, on Monday, July 22nd from 6:30 to 8 p.m. Speakers include National Affairs Correspondent for The Nation, John Nichols, Salma Arias of People's Action, and IPS Executive Director Tope Falerin. That's Countering American Fascism, Lessons from Organizing in the U.S. Heartland, Monday, July 22nd, 6:30 to 8 p.m. at the 14th and V Streets Busboys and Poets. More information and how to RSVP can be found online, ips-d.